all are with us today. We've got some of our snowbirds that have flown back into town, so it's awesome to see you guys back with us, and what an awesome time we've had this summer, but we're glad you all are starting to come back and to join us for church and the life of our church. I'm Pastor David Branson. If you're a first-time visitor with us, I would like to welcome you on behalf of Lakeside, and if you're looking for a church home, I hope you would consider making us that home for you as we worship a loving God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Just a few quick announcements this morning. Connect card, you'll find them in your bulletins. Please sign them out, sign them, and drop them in the offering plate. As that comes around today, that registers your attendance with us as well. Yesterday, we had a great time and a great speaker at the United Methodist Women's Fall Brunch. So if you were a part of that, I thank you once again for your effort in putting that together. And we had a great time of fellowship yesterday. Just a great time with United Methodist Women and Susanna Wesley that put that together. And we had a great time. So thank you all if you were a part of that as well. Next Saturday, we are having a fall festival. Pull out your insert in your bulletin this morning. Your assignment is to take that home and spread it around your neighborhood. Let your neighbors know that we're going to have a fun time here next week, similar to what we did in September when we had the Community Fun Day here. We're going to do it again with in conjunction with our pumpkin patch, and we're going to have the kids come out. So hopefully you can spread the word with that. Invite your young people in your communities and your grandchildren to come out and spend the day with us. So take that home with you, and we'll have a great time next Saturday as well. What else was I supposed to tell them? All right, you ready to worship? If it comes to me, I'll tell you later. All right. You can tell I've been gone for a couple of weeks, right? What am I doing up here? Forget it. Well, I'm glad you're here to worship the Lord and Savior today. Let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
continue with our opening hymn, Ask Ye What Great Things I Know, number 163 in your hymnal, also on the cover.
Cody and Tatiana. He's moving slow today. She had a sweet 16 party last night. Not for her,
not for me.
Her friend, Joyce Blankenship's. Joyce Kruger, I'm sorry. I thought the Krugers were here. Joyce, where are you? Why did you move back there? See, I don't know you're here if you're not sitting in your spot up here. Good morning, how are you? Did you miss me? I missed you too. You know where I've been? Do you know, Tatiana, where I've been? I went on a cruise to where? Nowhere? We went on a Mediterranean cruise. You know where the Mediterranean is? Do you know where Italy is? Do you like spaghetti? Do you like pizza? We went to Naples, Italy. They told me that's where the first pizza was made. Can you eat a whole pizza by yourself?
Yes.
I can too. I did it just to prove it. Okay, we better get on with our business here because we're already off course, aren't we? Talking about pizza, I'm getting hungry. How do you learn things? How? Your teachers teach you stuff?
Yes, and God.
And God teaches you stuff? Well, do you know who the Apostle Paul was in the Bible? Paul from the Bible? Right? We hear Paul, he wrote a lot of the New Testament. And he wrote letters to all these churches. Well, we went to some of the places where Paul established churches. You ever heard of Thessalonica? Sure you have, right? Well, Paul went to Thessalonica and planted a church and was gone in 3 weeks. Do you think today we could build a church and have church in 3 weeks?
Yes.
Seems like it takes forever for us to do anything, right?
No, actually, if we build it like really early in the morning.
So if we start building the earlier in the morning we start, the sooner you get done, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you learn that from someone that knows how to build a church, right? So if we learn things by watching other people, right? So the Bible tells us in Thessalonians, the book, first and second letters that Paul wrote to the Thessalonian church, that he was praising them because they saw him when he came to town. They said, wow, look at that man. He knows Christ. He knows something about God. And they learned about God in 3 weeks and opened up their own church. Now, if my car breaks down and I find out what's wrong with it and I fix it, hey, come on in. So if my car breaks down and I fix it, and then I think I know all about cars, can I teach people how to fix cars?
Yes.
Maybe the one thing that was broken I fixed, right? Good morning. Right, so the one thing we learn about, others can learn from us, right? Does this make any sense? I'm asking them, how do we learn things? And we learn by teachers. By our Sunday school teachers, I hope, by our pastors. I hope some of the messages that I give you here, come on in guys and have a seat. I hope some of the things you learn in church, you're able, like Paul did, to go and tell others about it. Can you do that? Can you do that? So can people learn from you guys? Can you be teachers? Can everybody be teachers? So we're going to pray that we can be teachers to those that we meet, right? Is that right? You ready for a prayer? Let's pray. Gracious God, we pray that you would allow us, even us, little people, to be teachers to those around us. Fathers, let us be like the people that guide us in our faith, like Paul was to the church in Thessalonica. So, Father, be with us today. Let us be sharers and gatherers of your word to spread among your people. We pray in Jesus' holy name. And everyone says, Amen. All right. Terry, you can hang out right here on the front row for a minute, Cody, and then we'll send you all off to Sunday school. Because you know what we get to do this morning? Welcome. Mom had to get all these kids together today. Have a seat right here on the front row, guys. If you want to, just hang out here for a minute. We have the awesome honor today of baptizing little Gabriella. So we're going to baptize this little baby. I'd like to invite all of you to open up your hymnals to page 39. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. This morning I have the honor and privilege of introducing Gabriella, Shania, and Norford for holy baptism this morning. Turning over to page 40, these are the questions for the parents since you've agreed to raise this child in the church and to expose her to the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. So that's what this is all about today. And the congregation's participation in this assures you that we're here to help you do that. Okay? So answer these questions. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord? In union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. Amen. Will you nurture this precious child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? Now the congregation, do you, as Christ's body in the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
Amen.
Please join me. With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround this person with the community of love and forgiveness, that she may grow in her service to others. We will pray for her, that she may be a true disciple who walks way that leads to life. Beginning at the bottom of page 41. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised.
Join me. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, he sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of the womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their life, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in this final victory. Praise to you, Eternal Father, and to your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Been quiet up to this point. Gabriella Shania Norford. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May God bless you and nurture you the rest of your days. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, what a beautiful experience to witness once again the baptism of this new baby, this new life, a Christian who will be nurtured by her parents and this church to bring her about, to learn, and to be saved by Jesus Christ. We pray in your holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, let's take a walk. Here you are. Look around. Look around. Look around, give her a hand. Please raise her to know Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
There you go. That's mom. You're not supposed to do that, mom. There you go. Give him a hand. Okay. Those of you going to Sunday school, you can. The rest of you can join your parents here. She has no idea what the world holds in store for her nation. But we are incorporated into the family of God as well, to nurture her and to love her and to show her what we've learned about Jesus. So I hope you all will be a part of that experience for her and her family as well. We have the awesome opportunity as well to join in prayer together today. We did have some sad news while we were away. We received news of Gary Harder's passing. Him and Marilyn were full-time members here and attended church with us. He'd taken a fall, and I'm sure he'd been updated on that. But I was just shocked to hear of his passing while we were away as well. We want to lift up the family of Gary Harder this morning as we remember him. We continue to lift up Buddy Carr as well. She's in New Vista Rehabilitation. Sharon Buyukas, right before we left on our trip, Sharon's brother Jim passed away, and we're just praying for their family and supporting them in their mourning as well for Sharon and her family. Beverly Hartman has had her knee replacement and is recovering nicely, I understand, so we're praying for them to be able to join us very soon as well. Of course, we continue to pray for Ann Spear and Robin Riles as they prepare for their liver transplant surgery. Robin just got back home last night for the pre-op work. Everything looks like it's perfect and ready to go. So continue to pray. The surgery's on November 1st. Right, Robin? So November 1st, we will be in fervent prayer for everything to go as planned. Lifting up Anna Fajardo this morning, and her husband got lost on his way home from the hospital this morning, and God told him to turn in here, and he just felt God's blessing in this place. We're lifting up Anna this morning as well, and welcoming our friend this morning in church. So God bless you, and I'm thankful that God has led you to our church this morning. So as well, Alan Schmidt, passed away at the age of 57. This is a friend of Darren's, and just to continue to pray for him and for Alan, passed away. Darren, we mourn with you this morning as well. Scott Lundgren as well. The stage 4 cancer. Is this your brother? Eric, we will keep him lifted up in prayer for God's healing in his life as well. We have our friend Marlene with us this morning. We lift her up in prayer this morning, and her friend Roddy as well. And just for God's provision in their life, and for God to comfort you in your struggle. We certainly want to lift up little Gabriella this morning as we baptized her now, and we welcome her. I know there's many things on your heart this morning. Life goes on. We're away for a couple of weeks, and it was very sketchy communications, but I was able to receive word back from Carolyn a time or two and to be kept updated on things going on in the life of our church. Just because someone's missing out of that circle certainly does not say that life stops or waits for us to catch up. So let's go to the Lord this morning and pray that he will continue to guide us and comfort us in this journey called life. Would you pray with me, please? Holy and gracious Father, I pray this morning that we would acknowledge the grace you poured out upon us, that you have given us the peace we need to face all obstacles in our life. Father, I pray this morning we would see you actively involved in each life mentioned here today. And those that are in our hearts that have gone unspoken, Father, I pray for reconciliation. I pray for recovery. I pray for needs of those that have nowhere else to turn. And hopefully, we'll see that turning to God is the only answer. Father, today we pray for miraculous healing. We pray for peace. We pray for comfort during our mourning. Father, we're grateful that you listen. Loved ones pass. Loved ones leave our sight, but for a precious short time. Our faith leads us into trusting you. We will someday see our loved ones again. Father, we love you. We know you hear our prayers. Father, our world hurts today on many levels. If we will only turn to you, the Holy Spirit comforts us. And for that, we are grateful. Father, as we gather in this place, We all come carrying a burden. We all come carrying grief. But we also come filled with joy. Father, I pray that each one of us would feel the Holy Spirit bring us joy in our everyday lives. Father, we love you. We give ourselves freely to you. Father, be with us now as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Gracious and loving God, we trust you. Father, I know your servant, Barbara, has put her complete trust in you, and her hope comes only from you. So, Father, today as we lay hands on her, we ask that you would give her your peace, that you would comfort her in the next several weeks as she's worried sick for her daughters, and for the transition that the next month will take for her and George as they travel to New Jersey. So, Father, I pray a blessing upon her today, that those that love her and care for her can support her, and that the Holy Spirit will travel every step of the way of this journey. So, Father, I pray this blessing with knowledge and hope and sincere trust in a God that covers us and protects us. So, Father, I pray this blessing upon Barbara today. It's in the holy and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, whom we trust and believe to be our Savior through grace. Amen.
Amen.
We pray in the holy and precious name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Folks from our church here joined us on this cruise and on the journey to Paul
a tour that we were on, and we walked in the footsteps of many of the places where Paul had traveled. Our scripture this morning is coming from 1 Thessalonians. We didn't go to Thessalonica, but we got close, didn't we, Bill? How close were we? Probably
Corinth.
We were in Corinth, and Thessalonica was just at the north end of the Ionian Sea, right? How many of you know where the Ionian Sea is? Near Thessalonica, exactly. That's where it is, right? Near Thessalonica. But I took this scripture today because I thought this is a perfect example of Paul being an influence on a community, and we'll talk about it in a minute. But Paul went to Thessalonica and planted a church and was ran out of town in 3 weeks. And the church survived that. In 3 weeks, the Holy Spirit shows up. Converts were made. People were saved. Healings took place. And then they booted him out of town. How many of you wish the pastors would be booted out of town every 3 weeks? Dan, I knew you would raise your hand. Nanny Boo Boo, I've been here 7 years. But Paul was an example for us. We couldn't stand even in the shadow of the Apostle Paul, we think, right? But we are called to be examples for others. My message with the kids this morning was about being an example to someone else. That's what Paul was for us. I want to read to you today from 1 Thessalonians. And it's the very first of the letter. It's how he greets them. It's the love that he shows them. And it's the example that he leaves for them. So if you're able this morning to stand one more time, and I'll read from 1 Thessalonians. This is the greeting from Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Thessalonians church that is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to all of you. We always thank God for all of you when we mention you constantly in our prayers. This is because we remember your work that comes from faith, your effort that comes from love, and your perseverance that comes from hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. In the presence of our God and Father. Brothers and sisters, you are loved by God, and we know that He has chosen you. We know this because our good news didn't come to you just in speech, but also with power and the Holy Spirit and with deep conviction. You know as well as we do what kind of people we were when we were with you, which was for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord when you accepted the message that came from the Holy Spirit with joy in spite of great suffering. As a result, you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The message about the Lord rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place. The news about your faithfulness to God has spread so that we don't even need to mention it. People tell us about what sort of welcome we had from you and how you turned to God from idols. As a result, you are serving the living and true God, and you are waiting for His Son from heaven. His Son is Jesus, who is the one who will be raised from the dead, and who is the one who will rescue us from the coming wrath. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, what awesome words from the Apostle Paul this morning. Father, we're all, each one of us, just called to be an example of God's love in the world. So, Father, please add a blessing to the reading of this word for each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. These letters that Paul has written to the Thessalonian church was approximately 20 years after Jesus' resurrection. So this is still fresh. People still remember. So why did Paul write these letters? Like I said, Paul established this church and was booted out of town in 3 weeks. just as we're led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was there before Paul shows up. The Holy Spirit was preparing a place for the gospel to be learned. A place for the gospel to be preached. A place where God became known. Who cherishes the fact of being an example to someone else? Does that put you in a place of uncomfortableness? Do you like people looking up to you? I don't know about you, but I mess up sometimes. Do you? I have a tendency to mess things up. And as Paul said, as good as I want to be, I do the things I don't want to do. But the Holy Spirit shows up and Paul shows up and miracles happen. People were healed. The Holy Spirit made itself known to those in that early church. We read a lot of scripture on our trip from Acts, especially in chapter 16 and 17. It was towards the end of the time Paul was on earth. I can say I've been to Malta. You remember Paul was shipwrecked on Malta. But the people were nice. They invited him into their house. They built a nice fire. It was getting chilly in the evening. And Paul went over to grab a stick and put it in the fire. And what happened? You know the story? He got snake bit. He was shipwrecked. The ship went. I would not want to travel with Paul. That dude had some bad luck. He was cursed. Was he cursed? Or was he being prepared for what God was leading him to? How many of you think your life at times has been cursed? Things just won't go right. I had prayers going over every time my wife's a little shaky would take off the landings. So we'd have a prayer as we're leaving the ground and as we're returning to the ground. And in the back of my mind was, boy, I hope there's no calls on this trip. And thank goodness God protected us. All those ups and downs came out fine. And we made it. What I also prayed was, Father, let me demonstrate your calm peace in my life. I had 42 little Indians trailing along behind me most of the time on this trip. Everybody says, how was your vacation? I had 42 little Indians I had to watch. How do you think my vacation was? But we did great. But you know what? I had to look out for people. And I had to stay calm. And I had to not get upset when things didn't always go right. And things always turned out good in the end. But I had to be the calming presence. Those of you that were on this journey, was I a calming presence there? Teresa, I'm going to use your judgment because I trust you. I'm not asking Bill. And Sharon, I can trust Sharon. I hope I brought a sense of calm to the trip. I wanted to be like Paul. And I'll tell you, standing on the ground where Paul walked, for me, was unbelievable. For one, the starkness of the land. If I were to be shipwrecked on some of these islands, I would say, oh no, this cannot turn out well. But Paul was happy. Paul was in prison, and he was singing hymns in the middle of the night. An earthquake came and shook the prison. It fell apart. They were free to go. And they didn't leave. They stayed. And they prayed
and sang songs. The jailer rushes. Apparently the jailer didn't have to sleep there with him because he rushes back to the jail thinking everyone would be gone. He's panicked because now he will need to kill himself because the prisoners escaped. And he runs back to the site and looks in, and there sits Paul singing hymns. And Paul says, "Don't worry, we're not going anywhere. Just because the chains have been loosened and the walls have fallen down, we're not going to cause you grief." Let me ask you, how many would have had that reaction to this? Man, that Paul was something else, wasn't he? And Paul had the presence of the Holy Spirit with him. My prayer for each one of you is that the Holy Spirit would reside within you. Because I'm telling you, and we've had some stuff happen the last couple of weeks while we were gone, that caused us to mourn and to suffer. But I pray the peace of Christ is about you. You hear me pray that all the time. Just the peace of Christ will come from you. As Paul journeyed around the Mediterranean, he inspired people. He lived by example. And what I love about Paul, the reason I read the greeting to them this morning, the greeting to the church was, he's always encouraging. I would ask you, are you an encourager? Where the first thoughts of something gone wrong, here we go again. It always goes wrong. Life stinks. Why can't things go right? Our circumstances do not dictate our joy. Do you believe that? Our joy comes from something else. This Bible study we just included, we talked about happiness and joy. What makes you happy? You're responsible for your own happiness. God is responsible for your joy if you allow it. Happiness generally doesn't last. You remember me saying that? These were some of my messages before we left. Happiness is fleeting. And in Paul's life, he had a lot of time to think about. He said, "I've had everything and I've had nothing." And the joy was there. Folks, as we've read this scripture this morning, I want you to remember that everything in God's Word is for a purpose and for a reason. I'm going to encourage you once again today to go home and make friends with your Bible. Go home and reintroduce yourself to God's Word. Read these letters of Paul to these early churches. We did go to Corinth. We renewed some wedding vows. We had six couples in our group that renewed wedding vows. We've read from 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. It's funny that you read that at weddings all the time, but it wasn't meant for anything near what weddings are. But we want to remember what love is all about and the joy that comes from God's love and God's love being reflected through us. My prayer for you is that you would be a reflection of God's love as Paul demonstrated to us. Folks, the only way we're going to experience true peace in our lives is when we accept God's grace. I pray each one of you today has at least at some point in your life accepted that gift. Now, as life roughs us up and we get shipwrecked, we get bit by snakes, and we get imprisoned, and people are trying to stone us, we remember God's grace.
Sometimes it's discouraging for me to stand here before you and tell you life's not perfect. Everything doesn't go 100% the way we want it to. Look at Paul as an example. Paul suffered. Do you find it ironic in Paul's life that before he became a Christian, his life was a lot better, wasn't it? His life went down the tubes after he became a Christian. He suffered a lot more after becoming a Christian than he did before. He was sort of a high class. He had things. He had rank. He had position. He had wealth. And when he said yes to Christ, he threw all that away. What did he gain in his place? What did he gain? He gained an eternity in the presence of God. In Paul's greetings to these folks in the church, he said, "We're constantly mentioning you in our prayers." We had a lot of folks on our prayer list today. People that are in desperate need of God's comfort and peace. And to find joy in unjoyful. Unjoyful, is that a word? In joyless situations. He's agreeing with me over there. Folks, God is good. And all the time. We prayed for miracles in this church. We've been blessed to witness them. Amen. I'm hanging my hat on us being able to continue that. Folks, I hope you find joy in the words of Paul. The Acts church was a new church. They were just trying to figure out how to do this thing called worship. And how do we gather together as a people? And realize we've been chosen. I came across this quote from D.L. Moody. "I'm glad the Lord chose me before I was born. I don't think He would have chosen me after I've done some living." I don't know about you, but I say hallelujah to that. We've been chosen, folks, to be the church. Just as Paul stumbled into Thessalonica, we have all stumbled into this church, this place. This holy ground. We've stumbled in that we can walk out holding our heads high. Amen?
Amen.
We can walk out as children of God. We can be happy in that. Our joy can come from the Lord. We have power in the Holy Spirit. Folks, we've had some of our saints go receive their reward and move on to heaven this week. I hope I'm not surprising you all by telling you someday we're all going to go. We're just visitors here. Paul told the church that. We're just visiting here. This is not your home. To be a healthy church, we have got to understand we're just visiting. And while we're here, we've got a little work to do. We're to be the hands and feet of Christ. So as we leave here this week, I'm going to open this altar up. It's always open, but I want to remind you today, that like Paul instructed those early churches, come down and give yourself up again. Again to Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we are so inspired by the words of Paul. Father, just as the church in Thessalonica said yes to the Holy Spirit, and Paul brought them the good news of Jesus Christ, Father, I pray that we could be a church and a people that says yes to your urgings and to your promptings. So, Father, be with us now. Accept our pleas and acceptance of your grace in all that we do. We pray in your Son, Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Please come down if you feel led this morning to rededicate your life to the life of Christ. Please stand for our closing hymn. Go make of all disciples. 571, please stand. God's kingdom here. That's what we're here to do. As we pray the benediction, I would ask you to raise your hands. Just give your hands face up. Father God, as we leave this place, we freely give ourselves to you. Father, lead us from these four walls out into the wide open vastness of your kingdom. Father, go with us now. Keep us safe. Keep us in love with you. Keep us filled with your joy. In the holy and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.